Ryan.
Yeah.
And by the way you're looking, John, it might as well be the 20th, right?
Hey.
I remember.
All right. So I'm 20. Whitney Presley. This is Nathan Sullivan. We're going to be your referees again. And let me tell you, we're going to be calling this game exactly as we see it, all right? So try to keep it clean out there. Keep the penalties to a minimum. Yep. We don't want any of you to suffer emotional injury and require counseling after this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now each of you will receive 6 minutes per quarter, okay? We know you have this divine message from the Lord, but I talked to him this morning. There's not much there, so keep it quick. 6 minutes, okay? Anyone who goes over, every minute you go over is a 1 point deduction. We made that rule for you because you're a little bit yappy.
Hey.
You know what we're talking about? Okay?
Already.
No repeat stories or anything weird. We'll get this, rip it off like a Band-Aid, get it over with quick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Also, don't forget that the defending team has one challenge per half. I'll say this slowly and loudly for the seniors in the crowd. If someone throws a red challenge flag,
red flag,
you should turn and run.
Run, old man.
Yeah. Oh, for Ricky, as our resident youth pastor.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me translate this. Crying emoji face, crying laughing emoji face, wow. Flamingo poop emoji, running man.
Perfect. Gotcha. I wouldn't have said it better.
All right. Yeah. So remember, when there is a challenge on the field, the challenging team gets to pick the challenge and the teaching pastor must participate in it.
So here's the way the challenge works. The winner of the challenge gets 3 point deduction to the opposing team. So your challenge better be stronger than John's unibrow or else you're going to have some sorry consequences, okay?
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Here we go.
Yeah.
Strong.
And once again, just like last year and the year before that.
Every year
since you've been born.
Yeah. Right.
We have the Bucket of Chaos. To kick off each quarter, you will draw a phrase from the Bucket of Chaos. Now, inside the Bucket of Chaos are 8 slips of paper with 8 random phrases on them. You must try to work the phrase into your preaching effortlessly. Mm-hmm. Points for that this year. And failure to do so will result in a no catch on the phrase and 0 points added to your score. But if you successfully incorporate the Bucket of Chaos phrase into your preaching, you will receive 3 points at the end of the quarter. Understood?
Yeah, got it. Understood. Hey, question before we get started.
Of
Is it
course.
Really legal in the National Preaching League to draft children out of our kids' ministry?
Man,
I mean,
this
is Ricky.
Right,
he could be my son.
Yeah. Well, grandson, maybe.
That just happened.
Easy now. Okay.
Personal foul.
All right, okay, let's just
Personal
get this
foul.
Game
Absolutely.
On the road. We have been bribed by the green team to allow you guys to call on the air, so thanks for the
call. Come on, Rob. Come on, baby.
So, Rob, you're going to call on the air, okay? Here we go.
Heads.
Oh, and it is heads.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's right, and we defer.
What was Rob doing there, Justin? That was a flagrant foul.
I don't know. That looked like flopping to me, Andre. Look, I haven't seen Annex like that since Neymar's bit at the World Cup. Look at this. John Burke has clearly been copying Neymar. Look at that tuck. Look at that roll. John has obviously been studying this footage.
Someone needs to tell John this is not Brazilian football.
No, it's not.
Let's take a look at the actual replay.
Rob steps in. Look at this. Not even contact.
No, I think there was contact. And look at him go. And he's still going. And he's still going. Wow. Well, it's going to be a tough call. Let's see what the refs have to say about this one.
Yeah. Upon further review of the play, I'm going to say that there was absolutely no contact.
What?
No. Yeah. Seems to be a case of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And some really good drama queen antics. So, because the game has not even started, we're just going to let that one go.
But we do.
You know, because that's what refs do.
Hold on. That sounds like the referees are saying it was a targeting foul, but they're not going to call anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're referees. Would you be surprised? I mean, just look what happened to the Saints. Too soon?
Too soon.
Okay, well, John Burke is no saint, but let's hope that he can pull off this first quarter.
Well, Well, welcome to the first quarter. We have our own little girl here, Johnny Boy, up for the first watch. Here we go. You want to go ahead and pick your phrase in the bucket of chaos, and I'll read it because I know you can't. Let me see this real quick. The chocolate ice cream emoji is my favorite. That's poop, if you didn't know. Okay, and you're ready. Here we go.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to the fifth annual Super Bowl Riding Championship. And if I've said it 1,000 times, I've said it once. And if I've said it 1,000 times, that's more than once. Wait, no perfect pecans allowed in this church.
Hold on now.
Unless it's in pecan pie. I like pecan pie.
There's something wrong with you. Seriously,
I love pecan pie.
My word.
I've never
seen something worse. Your face or your breath spoke that. And I don't know if you just like had a little drama scene with a concussion or you've been sipping that communion wine a little heavy, but I think you might have a concussion. We're going to need to call him the doctor. Guten Tag, doctor.
No. Let me see him.
Pecan pie.
Oh, my goodness, this man. He's aging rapidly.
Right here.
We must get him inside to run some tests. Look how deep his smile lines are.
Pecan pie.
Okay, I will take him from your game to run tests. Okay, we'll get
what?
Whoa. Justin, I don't have anything in my notes about John going out in the first quarter. I didn't even see anything hit his head.
He's a passer. They're very sensitive. Got to be careful.
Okay, so this means that the rookie is going to have to go in the first quarter. That is insane. I hope she's ready for this.
I mean, maybe she could be the Nick Foles for Team Blue. That's a sports reference.
Don't look scared. Yeah. This can't be any more frightening than that crippling mound
with
of student loan debt.
With no degree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's bad.
All right, Sally Mae, we're going to keep the same bucket of chaos phrase. The chocolate ice cream emoji is my favorite.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm really hoping my teammate John is all right, but I know he would want me to go on and represent our team well, so that's what I'm gonna do, all right? Yeah. Listen, I am honored to be here teaching at the Super Bowl of Preaching, and despite what it might look like, since we've got a student pastor on the stage that looks like a teenage Patrick Mahomes, they don't just let anybody up here, so I'm thrilled to have been chosen today. And now, when I think of
she's disrespecting my age. My mama gave me that age.
Junior. All right, we have a challenge on the field over some unpreacher-like conduct. So, Ricky, as the challenger, you're allowed to choose your poison.
Right, they say age ain't nothing but a number, so I'm challenging you to the 10-year challenge, girl. 10-year challenge.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
For those of you who have not been on Facebook in the last, like, I don't know, 10 years, the 10-year challenge is when you take a photo of yourself from about a decade ago and a photo of yourself from today and try to pretend like you have not aged in a humiliating manner. All right. So the challengers are preparing their photos. Yep. Ricky, we're going to let you go first.
I got a beautiful baby picture. My mama said I was a beautiful baby.
It's 10 years ago. Somebody had to tell you that.
Makes sense.
Check this out.
What come are you on, y'all.
That's a cute baby.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look the little man on the side.
I am not sure which photo is the current
one. Right, it's hard
That's
to
That's confusing. No. That's confusing. Here's mine. Here we go. Boom!
Hold on.
What a woman. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Hold on. Ref, you can't allow that. That's the same picture.
No, that's a woman right there.
No. I have three words for you. Black don't crack.
Hey, hold on. Put my picture back up.
You're done.
Put my picture back. What can brown do for you?
We lost, kid.
So, I don't think any of us are legally allowed to respond to that.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and take 3 points off the green team. Resume the court.
Yeah. Listen, as I was saying, today is the Super Bowl. And when I think of a game like that, when I think of any competition in general, I think of a lot of things, but I especially think of winning. And I know I'm not alone in that. I mean, we can all imagine that the teams are both picturing themselves at the end of the game with their trophies held high as they receive their rings. And of course, most importantly, as they're planning their trips to Disney World, right? But the thing about winning in competition, at least in the ones that really matter, is that you don't often win without first preparing. When approaching competition, you can decide to just sort of wing it and try real hard, or you can give yourself a real chance and actually train for the challenges you'll encounter. You know, the teams in the Super Bowl, my team didn't make it, so I'm just going to refer to them as the teams, they didn't get there just by trying. No, on the contrary, they spent countless hours training and practicing, running plays and getting and staying fit. And of course, they've just played an entire season of football, which taught them invaluable lessons and sharpened their skills. In fact, all of us probably understand that the players in the Super Bowl have been practicing and preparing for many years. Now, imagine if I told you that one of the teams in the Super Bowl that was playing this year was made up of a group of friends who had never practiced football seriously. They played around in high school together, they sometimes lift weights and run a couple plays, and they practice weekly, and they were all at a high school reunion last year, and they just thought, hey, let's try and win the Super Bowl this year. Do you think that they'd have a good shot at winning? I'm betting that most of you would agree that that would be ridiculously unlikely, right? And that's because we know that winning in anything that takes, that really matters, it takes more than just trying hard. You have to train. You have to prepare. But what happens when we apply that same logic to the game of life? To win in the game of life, what does it take? Well, there are lots of ways people try to win in the game of life, and not everyone may agree on everything, but I'm sure that most of us could agree on a few ways that we think you could win at life. For instance, love. We all want love. We all want to experience love from people and for people, family and friends, being known and knowing others, right? Also, peace. It doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or a Super Bowl champ, a CEO or a supermodel. If you don't have peace, something will always be missing. I'm betting that we could agree on that. And what about joy? Some of us call it happiness, but joy is actually deeper than that. It's happiness even when things aren't all going your way. Well, these are spiritual qualities. How do we get them? How do we win at the spiritual game of life? What's funny is that there are plenty of people who think the answer is to try harder. They are using the try harder method to find love or be happy or be at peace. They change jobs or spouses or locations faster than Jason Garrett will probably get fired in the postseason. They're trying hard to find these spiritual things, yet it's the same as with the Super Bowl. You can't just try hard. You have to train. And that, of course, begs the question, how do we train to win at the spiritual game of life? Well, in the Bible, in 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 8, it says, spend your time and energy training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important, for it promises a reward in both this life and the next. See, this is God letting us know the value of spiritual fitness, right? This is not for the folks that don't really hit the gym and they're saying, the chocolate ice cream emoji is my favorite. No, this is for those, what if we took it as seriously as those who really hit the gym hard, right? What if we thought of our spirituality that way? We'd grow, we'd change, we'd get a spiritual six pack, and we'd grow to look good on the inside, not just on the outside. In order to achieve that, you need to develop a workout. You need to put practices or exercises in your life that help you grow spiritually. We need to train with exercises like reading the Bible to learn more about God and about His will for our lives. We need to work out our communication with God as we talk with Him more and more through prayer. We need to begin to put exercises into place that remind us to decrease our natural tendencies in tough situations, which are often negative, and point us away from the winds of love and joy and peace, and instead adopt practices that remind us to see things from the perspective of God. No longer will a little criticism from a coworker send us into attack mode like Dwight from The Office. No, we've been training for this, and we know just how to arrive at a win that looks like peace. In fact, Gateway's spiritual growth path that life groups complete is designed to help us train for a spiritual win in life. Diving deep into spiritual exercises that can set you up for a win, things like studying self-awareness or humility or relating to God. And you can check out the spiritual growth path at gatewaychurch.com/path. So what will you do to win? Will you be like those buds after their high school reunion who just decide to try their hardest at the Super Bowl? A win is not likely for them. Will you just try harder? Or will you enter into a life of spiritual training to see greater love, joy, and peace in your life and for eternity?
All right. Touchdown.
Touchdown for the wannabe Dr. Camille Hall. That's 7 points for the touchdown, 3 points for the use of the phrase from the bucket of chaos in a 3-point challenge against the other team to bringing the total score at the end of the first quarter, 10 for blue, -3 for green. Here we go.